expressed on the preceding program are those of the producers and participants.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
See, if you really believe that we can do things in our own human effort without the will of God working in our life, go talk to Father Abraham, father of our faith. The father of our faith was promised by God to have a child, but he could not restrain his presumption before he could actually walk in his promotion. And he got ahead of time, and his wife Sarah come to him. She said, "Look, we ain't having no baby. This thing ain't working. You need to take my little Hagar here, my little handmaiden, and go ahead and get her pregnant if you want a kid." And Abraham said, "Well, she look all right. Come on into the tent." Presumption. And God said, no, we ain't having that. That's not the promise. She's not the promise. So then Abraham had to live with that dysfunction in his life. Because he got ahead of time of God. Presumption is the characteristic of driven people. People that are driven. You ever heard everybody say, I'm driven. Now listen, I'm not talking about having internal fortitude. You've got to have internal fortitude. You've got to have a strong will. Because if you don't have internal fortitude, you're not going to accomplish very much in life. You're just going to be wishy-washy, emotional all over the place, never get nothing done. There has to be some internal fortitude, amen, in your life. Or you're just going to sit around and make excuses for all the things that you don't have because you ain't got no willpower. So if you don't have any kind of willpower, you probably won't accomplish very much in life. But watch this. There are people who don't just have internal fortitude, they are driven. And that's different. And the Holy Spirit don't drive. He leads. And when you listen to God and obey, that is willpower. That's internal fortitude to say, God, I'm going to do what you want me to do. I'm going to live the destiny of my life. I'm going to fulfill the promise and have the character that you've called me to have. When you hear somebody say, I'm driven, then that ought to be a sign to you that they're just presumptuous. They're going to drive themselves right into a hole or into a wall. I can't tell you how many driven people I've seen in my life that are just all dammed up and blocked up, and they don't have nothing flowing through their life. They're a mess. Their head's a mess. You can't even talk to them. They got a million things going on. When you and I live driven, most of the time it's because we're trying to prove something to somebody. We got something to prove, and we can do it, and we try to prove our gift, and we try to prove our ability rather than having our minds renewed through the Spirit of God so that we can prove the will of God. We're trying to prove somebody else wrong because they hurt our feelings. What he said, I would never amount to nothing, so now I'm going to show him. I'm going to prove, I'm driven. Hallelujah. I'm worthy. I can do it. Somebody ought to recognize my gift. Somebody ought to see what I have to contribute. Listen, I learned this a long time ago because I was a very driven person when I started out in the ministry. Oh, yeah, I did. I used to practice. I preached to my dog. I did. And I'd work hard. I'd work so hard. I put a lot of time in these messages. I put a lot of hours in them. But I used to work so hard on messages, and I'd work and put it together. And I'd get everything done for my youth group. I'd plan everything. I'd get it together. I'd show up for youth group, and only 10 kids would be there. And I was mad at them. Upset. They didn't have the drive and the ability to come hear what I got ready for them from God. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? Amen. But see, what that is that's people that when you're driven, you're using other people to validate who you are. You're looking for that approval so that you can feel good about who you are. You don't need to feel good about who you are from other people. God already approves of you. He already knows you. He's already had a plan for you. Amen. There's people I know today, their mom and dad has died and went to heaven a long time ago, and they're still trying to please mom and dad, and they in the ground. Spirit's in heaven. What you doing that? That's the way my mama wanted me to do it. I'm going to honor her memory. Come on, help me. Amen. Presumption is the attitude of driven people. And being driven is really rooted in the source of our own pride, of our own selfish ambition. The second thing that becomes part of the fight of our faith to preserve the family, first, it's presumption. The second one is this. This is one of the number one killers of all families. Are you ready? Procrastination. Somebody say procrastination. Procrastination means I continually put off or I delay taking action that's required. Let me tell you why we procrastinate. One of the reasons why we let laziness rule our life is this right here. We have this philosophy. Oh, I do today what I can put off till tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 says this. I went by the field of a lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. See, watch this. See, what's going on with this man isn't that he lacks energy. Okay? It's not that he's sickly. He doesn't lack something. Come on, are you seeing this? Ecclesiastes said that a wise man understands the time. Amen? Writing in Proverbs, he said, I went by the field of a lazy man and the vineyard of a man devoid of understanding. In other words, he didn't have the understanding that he needed. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with needles. Its stone wall was broken down. And when I saw it, I observed it well. I looked on it and received instruction. And here's the conclusion that I came to. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And so shall your poverty come like a prowler and your need like an armed man. I'm telling you, it's killing families. It comes like a robber. Can I just give you a picture of what the family looks like in the United States of America today? Homes all across this nation. There it was, all overgrown with thorns in its surface, covered with needles, its stone walls broken down. Our families are broken in this nation. We've redefined family so many times, we don't even know what the definition of family is anymore. Come on. I tell you, we act like in the United States of America that we invented the family. Well, the family started in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what kind of background you come from. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you're a Hindu. I don't care if you're an atheist. The idea of a family came through the Word of God, through your Bible. Families are rooted in the Bible. And we've redefined it to make everybody included. Oh, your family is whatever you want it to be. He said, if you follow laziness to become part of your life, if you allow that to happen, you're always going to be putting off everything. Poverty is waiting for your family. It's waiting for you. Procrastination will kill you. And a robber will come and steal your need. Think about that. I've seen more families fall apart because people just get disinterested and don't even want to try anymore. How many of you believe John 3:16? You need to believe that. The second reason why we procrastinate most of the time, it's because of this. We're emotional. We have negative emotions. We fear inadequacy, or we have a perfectionist mentality. We go either one extreme or to the other. Amen? Sometimes we get this perfectionist mentality, and we want everything to be perfect before we ever get anything done. Their house ain't unpacked. Come on now. Because they want everything to be right before they put their house together. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. Listen, God desires for you to demonstrate excellence, but really excellence is an attitude of continual improvement. That's what excellence is. It's continual improvement over time. Over chronological time, I'm improving every day. I'm growing every day. I'm expanding every day. I'm increasing every day. Amen. But because some people develop a perfectionist mentality and it's not absolutely perfect, they don't ever accomplish anything in their life. They just procrastinate. They just keep procrastinating. And they never advance. Come on, amen. How many know the church is not for perfect people? Help me, amen. It's for people who recognize that they ain't perfect and they need a little bit of help. You know what, if I waited until I had everything right in my life before I would ever go to engage my dream, I would never engage my dream. It would just stay a dream. It would be off there in the distance somewhere. Well, I just imagined that one day I would. Come on, amen. There's a lot of people at the end of their life laying on their deathbed that never live the dream. The Bible says this in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. It talks about David. Somebody say David. David is a psalmist. David is a giant killer. He's a man after God's own heart. And here's what the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. It says, at the time of year when kings went to war, David stayed home. That's interesting. At the time of year when kings went to war, David stayed home. Now, how many of you know his name is David? And he's a king. Come on, amen. And it says, at the time of year when kings went to war, David stayed home. And he's called King David, huh? Amen. And it was while he stayed home, presumptuously believing that I don't have to go to war anymore. I'm the baddest dude in town. I'm the biggest king in the area. I'm God's anointed. I'm a man after God's own heart. I got no enemies on any of my borders, and if they come, they know that I'll smack them down. I've whipped giants. I've handled lions. I've killed bears. I ain't got to do that anymore. I know some of these Christians need to read their Bible. I know some of these Christians need to pray. I know these Christians need to be in church. But I've done read the Bible from the very front of the book, from the contents all the way to the back of the maps, and I know the Word. I don't need to read my Bible anymore. Presumption. I got it. I got it all figured out. Me and God, we tight. We like this. He told me in 1962 that I was fine the way I was. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
At the time of year when kings went to war, David stayed home. And the next verse is this: and in the evening, when he could not rest, I wonder why he couldn't rest. In the evening, when he couldn't rest, he walks out on his balcony when he couldn't rest, and he couldn't rest because what he was supposed to be doing, he wasn't doing. Come on, huh? He wasn't supposed to be out on his balcony. He's supposed to be out at war. And because his presumptuous faith had him made him believe that he didn't need to be out there fighting for his kingdom and leading his men, he stayed home and he went out on his balcony because he was bored. Boredom can kill you. Let me just tell you something, gentlemen. Your lazy boy recliner in your house is not your throne. Come on now. Your house is not your castle, and your home is not your kingdom. That kind of thinking right there is the opposite of wisdom. And if you operate like that, you will never discern the time for your family. If you operate like that, your family will not matter. Because you will make your family feel like that everything is about you. The Bible says that while he was up there on the balcony, bored out of his mind, he looked across the way and he saw a beautiful woman taking a bath. Come on, somebody. And he looked over there and he went, my. Look what the Lord has done. Help me. It's also interesting that in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1, when it was the time of year which kings went to war, he stayed home. It also said that he sent Joab and all of his men to go into battle for him. And some of those men, one of the men that was fighting for him, happened to be this woman's husband fighting the battle for David. But he's the king. After all, I'm the king. I can have whatever I want. I'm the king. He said, oh, my. He sent for Bathsheba to bring her to his bedroom. And you know what happened, you know, the rest of the story in the bedroom. We don't have to go into explanations for that, do we? She ends up in the bedroom. Let me just tell you this. They weren't having a prayer meeting. Okay? It wasn't rated G. It was NC-17. Come on, amen? Y'all act like I don't know what I'm talking about. Listen, I've had a school and I've been a youth pastor for a long time. I've walked out behind the building. What y'all doing? We just praying, Pastor. We just praying. You ain't praying, you're lying. All of a sudden, Bathsheba ends up pregnant. Now we got a problem. Bathsheba's pregnant. I'm the king. I figured I could act presumptuously and do whatever I want to do. And now look what I got myself into. Now I got a woman pregnant, and her husband's off at the war, fighting my battle, fighting my war. Fighting for me, and I was supposed to have been there, but I'm at home sleeping with his wife. While her husband was out there doing what he was supposed to be doing. Honoring God, honoring the king. And he's back at the castle doing what he wasn't supposed to be doing. See, I'm telling you, most family relationships get in trouble and break down when people are not where they are supposed to be. When they're not where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. That's why timing is crucial in your family. Now all of a sudden, here he is, he's trying to plot to cover up his sin, and her husband's got more integrity than the king has. And David goes send somebody down the front line and calls him home, and he goes, I know how I'll fix this up. I'll cover this up. I'll bring him home because he's fighting honorably for me, and I'll get him, and I'll say, listen here, buddy, you've been doing a good job for me. I want you to go take some time, spend some time with your wife.
So I got it figured out. Now he's going to think she got pregnant by him. But this guy happened to be a guy of honor. He goes home. He says, "Hello, baby. I'm not coming in the house. I just can't. I cannot come in and be with you and enjoy your company. My brothers are on the front line giving their life for this nation. While I'm here, I'm going to sleep outside on the porch." This guy had more honor and integrity than the king. Come on, somebody. Amen. David finds out about it. He goes, "Well, I can't cover that up now. I guess I'm going to have to kill him." And that's exactly what he does. He sends word to Joab, "When Uriah gets close to the wall, have the rest of the troops back up." So he becomes an easy target. And he murders the guy. He kills him. And I mean, at that point, God ain't going to let him get away with it. God said, "I'm not going to let your dysfunction get in your junction. You're going to have to handle this. You're going to have to straighten this mess out." And he sends a prophet, Nathan, to him. And Nathan, the prophet, comes to him. He says, "King, I got a question for you." He goes, "What do you say about a guy that goes to another guy's land and takes his most precious little lamb, his little sheep, his little ewe, and takes it for himself and leaves with it? What do you think that'd be like for a guy that would do that?" And David looks at him. He goes, "You tell me who he is. I'll kill him. I'll kill him." And Nathan, the prophet, looks at him. He said, "It's you. It's you, King. You did that." See, when it's time to be at war and you stay home, you set yourself up for realms of vulnerability. You're an easy target for the devil. You're an easy target for the enemy of your soul. You're an easy target for your temptations because you get bored. How many of you found out that most of the time you've ever gotten in trouble is because you didn't have nothing to do? Huh? And you got an idle mind and idle hands, and things just kind of creep into you. And you start thinking about this, you start thinking about that. Matter of fact, you find out a really good thing to, you look at Facebook and find out something, there's something on there that you kind of always wanted to do, but you were too scared to do it, and now you're bored, so you go try it. Come on, help me, amen? When you do that, normally in life, when you're busy doing what you're supposed to be doing and where you're at, where you're supposed to be at, those thoughts should never enter your mind. Because you're focused. You're moving forward with the plan of God in your life. You're going where God's called you to go. Amen? If it's time for you to be at home with your wife and kids, you need to get up out of the pickup truck and stop hanging out with your buddies talking all that foolishness and go home and be with your wife and kids. It's time. Come on, somebody. If it's time for you to spend some time with your kids rather than running around all over town because you just can't take the kids anymore, and you need a break from the kids, at that point you need to realize that you're the father of that house, the priest of that home. You need to go home and spend some time with your kids and help your wife with your kids. Am I helping anybody today? Come on, amen. I ain't got a lot of help. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm almost done. When it's time to be in your prayer closet seeking the will of the Lord for your family and for your life, I mean, that's where you need to be. Because it's time, amen. I mean, recognize when it's time, it's time.
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.